You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A program meant to give everyone in Wisconsin the skills to be online has been canceled. The Wisconsin Public Service Commission was set to manage the Digital Equity Capacity Grant. The goal was to solve the digital divide by giving low-income folks, veterans, seniors, and people with disabilities the opportunity to learn to use the internet, smart devices, computers, and apps. The money for it came from the big infrastructure law President Joe Biden signed in 2021. The Public Service Commission was accepting grant applications when the program was terminated on Friday. President Donald Trump posted on social media that the program was racist and illegal. May 2025 marks two critical statewide observations, Aging and Disability Resource Center Month and Older Americans Month, as proclaimed by Governor Tony Evers. Joanne Krulatz reports.
These recognitions highlight the invaluable contributions of older adults and the vital support provided by ADRCs across Wisconsin. This year's Older Americans Month theme, Flip the Script on Aging, encourages all Wisconsinites to challenge age-related biases and recognize that aging is a dynamic, lifelong process. Wisconsin's older adults continue to shape communities through caregiving, volunteerism, leadership, and mentorship. Their time, talents, and lived experiences enrich civic life and drive progress.
All Clark County forestry and parks, campgrounds, and boat landings are now open for the season. This also includes Wild Rock Horse Trails and Levis Trail Mound Hiking and Mountain Bike Trails. The ATV-UTV trails will open this Thursday, May 15th at 7 a.m., as well as the Knobby Ridge Motorcycle Trails. You will need to use caution when riding the trails. There are still rough areas and trail grading will continue. Governor Tony Evers has ordered the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin to be flown at half-staff on Wednesday in honor of Hmong Lao Veterans Day. Joanne Krulatz has more.
During the Vietnam War, thousands of Hmong Lao people courageously fought alongside the United States and, following the end of the war, faced harsh retribution from the Vietnamese and Lao governments for their service. Many Hmong Lao soldiers and their families were ultimately forced to flee their homes, and many later resettled in communities throughout the United States, including in Wisconsin. Today, Wisconsin is home to the third largest Hmong population in the United States. Governor Evers designated May 14th as Hmong Lao Veterans Day in Wisconsin, as May 14th, 1975, was the last day of airlift evacuation of remaining Hmong Lao soldiers and their families from the covert headquarters.
A Milwaukee private school will have to pay parents for ADA violations. Stuart J. Waddles has the story.
The Milwaukee Montessori School has agreed to pay $290,000 and implement new policies after settling with the Justice Department over discrimination allegations. Federal officials say the school denied admission to children with disabilities, expelled students, and failed to provide reasonable accommodations, violating the Americans with Disabilities Act. The settlement requires the school to compensate affected families, pay a civil penalty, and submit to government monitoring to ensure compliance going forward.
The wrestling team has a new leader at Lincoln High School in Wisconsin Rapids. Kevin Tritz has been hired as the new head wrestling coach. Having been an active participant in the program while he was in high school, Tritz is excited to lead the team. He stated, "This town is rich in talent, and I'm excited to play a small role in such a community of people." I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers shut out again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Guardians 2-0 in Cleveland. Milwaukee with only three hits through nine innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
Our offense has sputtered, especially in the last, this month for sure. It's really sputtered, and we got to get that back. We've got a couple injuries that have hurt us defensively, but still we've got to get production, and we've got to get guys with more confidence, and we're going to face good pitching. That's the major leagues.
NFL, the Packers added Aaron Banks from the 49ers in free agency. He'll play left guard, 6'5", 325 pounds.
Love Banks' physicality. I think he's really going to step up our game there. And just a good veteran presence. I think, you know, is a guy that we're going to lean on in a lot of different situations. But I'm excited about having him in there to up our physicality for sure.
That's Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stanovich. The full NFL regular season schedule to be released tonight with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A few weeks ago, country music singer Morgan Wallen created a bit of a controversy by leaving the Saturday Night Live stage early and abruptly after hosting the show, choosing not to mingle during the credits. Wallen appeared on Sunday Conversation with host Caleb Presley and was given a chance to explain what he did and said that's pretty much what he meant to do. The singer said he was ready to go home because he had been there all week. Apparently, he couldn't tough it out in the big city for another 45 seconds. Wallen also posted a picture of his private jet on social media with a caption that said, "Get me to God's country." Acting like a tool was most likely a strategic move to sell some merch. As far as Wallen is concerned, his God apparently is okay with using racial slurs, throwing chairs off Nashville rooftops into crowded streets, getting a DUI, getting charged with felony reckless endangerment, and disorderly conduct. The Legally Blonde prequel episodic series is in production. The show is called Elle, which is short for Elle Fanning, the character played by Reese Witherspoon, who is one of the show's executive producers. Witherspoon says there are two episodes completed. Lexi Mindtree plays the young version of Elle. TheWrap.com reports the show is looking at a 2026 summer release on Amazon Prime. Industry insiders say production work has vanished from California, LA specifically. Deadline is reporting that LA Mayor Karen Bass is pushing for new incentives, hoping to bring back more work to the city. Governor Gavin Newsom and the state government also appear to be on board, as Newsom's office says he is hoping to inject $750 million a year in film and TV incentives by way of a bill that supposedly has deep support within the state legislature. Here's hoping Wisconsin does the same. If you're looking for something to watch in the comfort of your own home, here's one of Pete's picks. Check out the film Black Bag, a spy thriller starring Michael Fassbender and Cate Blanchett, who play a husband and wife who are both secret agents whose marriage and loyalty to country are both put to the test. The film is well acted, well written, and directed, and will keep you wondering just how strong a marriage can be. The hits just keep on coming in a good way for Michael B. Jordan. Fresh off his playing twins Smoke and Stack in Sinners, Jordan is executive producing a reality TV show called Delphi. His partner on the project, Marco Ramirez, will serve as the showrunner. The show follows boxers who train at the Delphi Gym in Los Angeles, where Rocky and Apollo trained. There is no release date yet, but Deadline reports the show will air on Amazon Prime. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today with a slight chance of an isolated shower or thundershower this afternoon. Our high in the mid to upper 70s today. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the upper 50s tomorrow. Partly cloudy with a scattered shower or thunderstorm possible. Some of those could be severe with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.